صل على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. أمي دعاء الله تعالى and whatever we say Allah give us ikhlas, make it beneficial for all of us. We all share the same aspirations regarding ourselves, our iman, our akhirat. So we are at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with this figure, alhamdulillah, we have come to practice this risk for the first time. It's our first safar. And I would like to thank the trust chairman and the trustees and the people of Patrita's risk, alhamdulillah, Hafiz Adil, for accommodating us. Allah give you all jazai khair. And also, we know that Hafiz Adil is a member of Al Farooq, alhamdulillah. So we share a very strong link with Hafiz Adil as well, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala keep us on that stage, Sirat al-Mustaqim, inshaAllah. Our Ustaz al-Muhtaram, Mufti Masoolullah, has already given us enough detail, actually, for one night, to be honest. But today was a long suffer, 1,000 kilometers. He said, at least you need two drivers. I said, that's, you have to make like half journey, one driver, the other journey. So he's, alhamdulillah, I was wishing he covered a bit more of the journey, so I have less to speak. You know, I was making that dua. So he cut it too short, actually. So nevertheless, what he has expounded on is very important for us. Because we are living in such a dark age as we are progressing away from the Noor and the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Ustaz al-Muhtaram, Hazrat Maulana Abrar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, mentioned in one of his bayans, he said that there was one buzurg. In his young age, one woman told him, please come, I need to see you. So he thought, koi kaam hoga, something, this person, this woman will be got some deeni need or something like that. That's why she's calling me. So he went there. When he went there, she said, Nehme farefta hun tere upar. I'm madly in love with you. And she put herself forward to him. And he was a young person at that time. So kisi tarah jo hai, he saved himself from the clutches of that woman and he came out from that room and he saved himself. Then when he was an old man, as he got a white beard and he grew old, then the waswasa came in his mind that I should have made the haram deed with her and I would have made tawbah after that. That's now in his old age, this is the khiyal that he's getting in his old age. In his young age, Allah gave him the strength and that he could just run away from her. But in his old age, this waswasa is coming in his mind. So the mashayikh have said the reason for that is when he was in his young age, he was closer to Nur and Nubuwat. To the Nur and the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we're progressing away from that Mubarak era, the Zulmat is coming. And Zulmat is coming in all directions, from every side, from outside also, and from inside also. Allah Ta'ala has warned us in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, see one verse, Allah Ta'ala says, regarding the mushrik people, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُ. Allah says, don't get married to a mushrik woman until she brings iman. وَلَا أَمَّةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ مُشْرِكَ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ. She can be the most beautiful, gorgeous person on the face of this earth. But you rather find a mu'min woman who's a slave girl. She'll be more better for you. And Allah Ta'ala gave the reason for that. He says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. These people, I want to call you, invite you to Jahannam. أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And Allah is inviting you towards Jannah. وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ بِإِذْنِ. He says, come towards Jannah. I'm inviting towards Jannah. These mushrik people, they're going to invite you to Jahannam. This is what Allah Ta'ala said about the mushrik woman. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala is addressing Nabi Apak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran. He tells him, وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. If you follow their desires, this is addressing, not me and you, addressing Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. After we've given you ilm, we've given you nubuwat, we've given you Quran, we've given you sharia, now you are following them. وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيِّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. There will be no helper for you also. Allah is warning Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There will be no helper for you also if you have to follow them. So Allah Ta'ala said, you got nothing to do with them. They got nothing to do with you. If you follow them, disaster. You can't make muwafaqat with them. They are the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has warned us in the Quran emphatically. It is, these are the words directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no muwafaqat with the kuffar. And then he says in another Quran, in another verse, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَةً. Don't make friends also. Don't follow them. Don't make muwafaqat with them. And don't follow them also. Don't follow them. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. They're not your friends. Since when they have become your friends? Since when are the kuffar the friends of Allah and the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If you go into India today, the most, you can see what is happening with the right wing BJP party, what they are doing. They are massacring the Muslims there. They are breaking, go to Assam and see what they have done to the madrasas. They are breaking, demolishing the madaris there. Go to UP, where Darul Dioban has been established. Go and see what they are doing. They are not allowing the ulama to even have their gatherings. This is the hatred. The people that raped one woman and said that, and they were all accused and charged. Today they are walking free on the street. One Muslim woman. They've raped her and everything. But the BJP said, no, you're free to go. And they garlanded them after they left the courts. They even put garlands around the necks. This is the level of animosity. That is for them. And the kuffar and the Maghrib people, the Western people, their hands are soaking with the blood of the Muslims. My Ustad, Mawlana Abrasar Rahmatullah Ali, he used to tell us, dekho, ye Amerika, yehani Amerika, ye makr se mushtaq hai. It's derived from the word makr and deception. The Americans, they're not your brothers. They've never been your brothers. And then he said, Rus. If you take the word Rus and you change the word Ra, Wow, Sin, you make it Sin, Wa, Ra, it becomes Suwar. He says, what to Suwar hai? Hazrat used to say, Mahabrasa Rahmatullah Ali. He said, what to Suwar hai? And he says, ye Chin log. Take the word Chin, Chin, Ya, Noon. Turn it upside down, Noon, Ya. Ye Neech log hai, Neech log. They're lowly people. What are we following them for? It's Allahu Akbar Kabira. So this is a warning. Don't make friends with them, Allah Ta'ala is saying. Don't make muwafaqat with them. They are not your friends. They can never be your friends. Their hands are dripping with the blood of the Muslimin. Have some shame. Think about all those people that became orphans. Think about all those women that have become widows. Think about all these, no person to put their hands on their heads and look after their children today. And these are the same murderers. And then Mahazir Mawlana Masoolullah Rahmatullah Ali used to tell us, dekho, bacho, he should say it so simply. He was the most pious person I've come across, wali of Allah Ta'ala. He should say to us, eh bacho, bacho. Oh children, save yourself. Hazrat used to say. And Hazrat used to say, dekho, if we're going to take their patterns, zahiri torpa, adopt their patterns. Zahiri torpa, on the outside, you know, let's adopt it. No, it's only zahiri, not inside, not me. So Hazrat said, kisne kaha, te zahir ka asar batin par nahi padega. Who told you that the effect of the zahir will not come on the batin? Who told you that? Don't you study the hadith? In the hadith sharif, when we make our safs, if the saf is not straight, one person going front, one person going in the back, the heels are not in one line, the shoulders are not touching. What does the hadith sharif say? That if you do not make yourself straight, Allah Ta'ala will create ikhtilaf in your qulub. Because your zahir is not in conformity, your batin will never be in conformity. If you want to get your batin right, you get your zahir right also. Get your zahir right. So today, this whole thing, there's a big drive to reconfigure the shariat, change the shariat. Not like how it came to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It started, you can see it, you can go in the Arab countries also. Nabi Allah Ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Akhrijul Yahud wal Nasara min Jazirat al Arab. Chase the Christians and the Jews out from Jazirat al Arab. Today they are filling up there. Today, you drive between Abu Dhabi and you go towards from UAE to Abu Dhabi, you will find big, big Buddha statues on the highway. Buddha statues. Go into the shops of Dubai, you will find statues being sold there. Shirk coming back. Shirk, which was driven out by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is bringing back. You go now into the Arab countries, you will find that the ladies in the Haram Sharif, in front of the Ka'batullah, they are the police women there now, dressing tight clothes, walking around there. Go to Madina Munawara, you will see in the hotels everywhere. Before, people, men used to come and serve you where you want your room. Now a lady will serve you in the holy Mubarak lands of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, how much pain that causes us? Few hundred kilometers down the road, there are big concerts taking place, music parties taking place, Nach Gana. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when these dancing ladies come out, then that's Qiyamah, the sign of Qiyamah. Dancing right in front, few hundred kilometers from Ka'batullah, with music blaring and glaring. Is this not a recipe for disaster?
And then now we try and legitimize it now. Now we're doing all these haram things. So what's going to happen if the imam of the haram has to speak out against us, then we put him in jail for 10 years. You're not even allowed to say what you are doing is wrong. Put him in jail. All those ulama that are sitting in jail. Why? Because they're not towing this haram line. They're saying, what are you doing to our shariat? This is a sharia that came down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are you doing? Decimating the sharia. Then on top of that, they said, no. You know, all the hadith kitabs, the Bukhari Sharif, the Muslim Sharif, all the mutawatir, all the hadith, sahih hadith. Says, no, those hadith that only on mutawatir level, we'll keep them. All the other hadith, we'll remove it. We'll remove the hadith also from the hadith kitabs. Remove it all. What is going to be left of the sharia? There'll be nothing left of the sharia. That is why the time in the era that we are living in is the era in which we have become so liberal. So liberal that now we don't even know what is halal anymore and what is haram anymore. And the muftis, they say that tahleel haram is kufr. And tahreem halal is kufr. If Allah has proclaimed something haram, it's haram. Khalas. Now you can't say, let's try and change it. We try and fit it in a narrative and we try and make it halal and twist it and turn it. You can't do that. You don't have the right to do that. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. Nobody has the right and mandate to change the shariat. The shariat is finished. Shariat is closed. Jaffal qalam. The pen has dried. There's no new wahi going to come to anyone. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have said that I'm the nasikh, my shariat has cancelled all sharai min qablina. Has cancelled all the shariats before us. Now with Maulana Mufti Sahib, as he had mentioned in the Abrahamic Accord, what are we actually saying? When we say, let's bring all the sharia on one plate, let's promote it. What you are saying now that the sharia of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is no more nasikh, is no more the abrogation, he's no more the final prophet. Allahu Akbar. And the other day I heard one clip, Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, the greatest muhaddith to be born in the subcontinent. Allahu Akbar. He was sick in his old age on his dying bed. And there was a taqaza for him to go and take on the Qadianis. To go and take them on, the Qadianis. So he said that in my weak state, I had to get up and go and defend Khatm al-Nubuwwah, the seal of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I had to get up and fight for that because I have done nothing for my qadar. Maybe Allah will forgive me for this, that I stood up to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his finality of his prophethood. So his students said, I've done nothing. His students were present there. They said, you have done so much. We give gawah that your ilmi fuyuz has reached all of us. Nevertheless, that was his humbleness. When he passed away, Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, then Maulana Hakimul Islam Qari Tayyib Sa rahmatullah alayhi, Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madin rahmatullah alayhi, they went by his qabr to make muraqabah. And they spent a lot of time there by his qabr. When they came out from the Qabrastan, one person went and asked him, can you tell us what was the outcome of the muraqabah? He said, the outcome of the muraqabah was that, he said that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven me because I stood up for Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forgave me for that. Abu Zamanahe, they won't leave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. Accusations are being made by modernists. How could he have married a six-year-old girl? And he consummated a nikah at the age of 9 years. Accusations are made at the zaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I have given the answers to that with dalail. I don't have the time for that now. You can go on our website and check that bayan. So this is accusations against the zaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accusations have been made against Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What kind of a Nabi he was? That he left his wife and child in a desert? Which father will leave his wife and child in a desert and just leave them and walk away? So even the Anbiya of today, they are not being left untouched. Halaki that he done when Hazrat Sarah asked him, is this from the command of Allah? He said, yes, this is from the command of Allah. Then what she said, إِذَا لَا يُذْرِعُنَا Allah will not destroy us. If Allah is telling you to do this, he will never destroy us. Accusations are being made. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he's under attack. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he's under attack. People are, na'udhu billah, saying that he was a narcissist. Now, do you know Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu? Allahu Akbar. Who was Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu? He's the person Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for his hidayat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Allah, give Abu Jahl hidayat. Give hidayat to him, to Hazrat Umar bin Khattab. Nabi Islam made dua for his hidayat. Umar bin Khattab. Today he's being accused. Allahu Akbar. And do you know, my ustad said, Mu'abbas rahmatullah alayhi, okay, what you hear, he got the laqab al-Faruq because he distinguished between haqq and batil. He never let haqq and batil, they merge and become diluted just to appease somebody. He never do that. And he said he left a legacy behind. And his legacy that he left behind, ke deen ki baaton mein gol mol baat nahi chalegi. When it comes to matters of deen, there's no such thing as gol mol. That we give a talk, but we don't give it definite. That this is a Sharia ruling and khatam. We give such an answer that now the person can play around with it, you see. So, but what he done, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab, he made it clear to us, ke ye naram policy nahi chalegi. This policy of that we try and appease everyone, ye nahi chalegi. Deen ki baaton mein gol mol baatein nahi chalegi. This round stories won't work when it comes to deen. Deen is clear. This is halal, this is haram, this is mushtabihat. Finished and clear. And then he said, he gave the example of Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and he said there was one person, you know, he was waqafan ala al-Qur'an. He stood on the Qur'an, he was hamiyat of deen, he was hami of deen. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, oh, people, sahaba, somebody came to complain to him, and he came to tell him, hey, you know what, the lady's charging us too much mehr. Too much they want from us mehr money. So you speak to them, tell them not to take so much. One lady stood up. She told him that if you have taken from Ihdana qintaran fala ta'khudhu minhu shay'an idha atitumuhunna qintaran, if you have given her even one qintar of wealth, a big amount of wealth, fala ta'khudhu, you have given a divorce, don't take anything back. You've given the money, finish. She told him, and he was on the minbar that time. Immediately he kept quiet. And he says, the old women of Medina know the Quran more than me. Even the old women of Medina, they know the Quran more than me. My ustaz said, one day there was one dispute between one Yahudi and one seemingly Muslim person. So they went to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gave the decision. The decision he gave was not in favor of that seemingly Muslim person. So he was not happy with the decision. It went in favor of the Jew. So he said, let's go to Umar. Maybe Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he hates this kuffar people, so therefore maybe he'll pass verdict in my favor. So he took the case there. When the case went to him, Umar radiallahu ta'ala made all the tahqiq, he said, no, he made the decision. He went inside, he brought his sword. He said, ye kabhi musalman nahi ho sakta. Huzur koi faisla kar rahe. Aur ye aadmi taslim karne ke liye tayyar nahi. Ye musalman nahi ho sakta. Munafiq hai. Chop his head off. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. In his era, the 2.2 square million miles, the raqaba, that's how Islam spread in the era of Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. He's waqafan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there had been a Nabi to come after me, it would have been Umar. If there had to be a Nabi coming after me, there had to be Umar. And the ustaz, the ulama, they say that, you know, when shaitan used to see Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala coming, the shaitan used to run away and see Hazrat Umar coming. When the shaitan used to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming, then shaitan shouldn't run away. So the question comes about, shaitan runs away from Hazrat Umar, but not running away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the Dars of Jalalain Sharif, Mawlana Abrasa rahmatullahi answered that question. He says the chore is more worried about the police than the president. The chore is khaif of the police. So Hazrat Umar is bamanzile police here. He's the police of this ummat. He's the police of the sharia. He makes sure that nothing is changed. If you follow his legacy, deen ki hifazat hogi. That's what my ustaz used to say. You follow the legacy of Umar radiallahu anhu, deen will be protected. So this is the legacy of that. So we got this thing of liberalism coming in, modernism coming in, feminism coming in. These are all the fitnas of today's time. Each one of it needs a lot of time. Liberal mind. Where this liberal mindset is coming from? Is because now when we always want to make this thing of our children. We want to give them the best in the dunya also. Each parent wants that for his child. And that's understandable. We want that, I want that, you want that, everybody wants that. We want to give our children the best. Right? Then what happens? We send them in the school. When they go in the school, they go on to the wallet. Now they have introduced the LGBTQ. They teach them filth there. Now there's no more such a thing as male and female. Now you can be anything. So one brother was telling me, Maulana, now before we should worry, that he's bringing a Muslim or non-Muslim home. Now we have to worry, is this person a male or a female is bringing home? That's what one Maulana told me. That is the liberal mindset that we have. That is also TK. We won't speak against them. The LGBTQ, we'll keep quiet. What they're doing is haram. Whole nation of Lut alayhi salam was destroyed because of that. But we won't say nothing. Allahu Akbar. LGBTQ coming. Then the child progresses, goes up. Then they teach the child in the school about Darwinism, the theory of Darwin, that we all came from apes. Years ago, millions of years ago, our ancestors were apes. So what a child coming up is staying in an environment. He's not coming from a dini environment of his home where he's brought proper education, Islamic education, mahoud of dini's home. His mind is impressionable. That's going to have an impact on his mind. They're teaching him all these kufr things. When Allah says, Allah is khaliqus samawat, Allah is the fatirus samawat, Allah is badi'us samawat, Allah is the creator of everything. Where this theory came about of we have evolved from apes and natural selection. There's a theory called natural selection. Natural selection, the theory of natural selection, Allahu Akbar. That is the hallmark of all science today in the world. All the scientists, that's the bunyad. Because when it comes in the Quran, I created you from nafsin wahida, from one person I created you. Allah says, I created you. So they wanted to change the narrative. So they said, let's bring this narrative. There was natural selection that we revolved over time. Now this is being taught to your children in the school. And if a child believes in that, what happens? Out of the fold of Islam, out of the fold of Iman. Then they come out, then they watch in the schools, in the universities, they watch. What they watch? How the kuffar are enjoying. They're enjoying. They have no limitations. They can fulfill their nafs, their desires, whatever they want, they can do. And we Muslims, we have limitations. This is our boundary. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. Now the child, he finds it difficult to stay within that two lines that was stipulated by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wants that freedom. So now what is happening? Irtidad, zehni is taking place. Children are leaving the fold of Islam. They're saying it's too hard, this religion. So okay, leave the fold of Islam. Now irtidad, lafzi is taking place. Openly they're saying it. This is where we are today, the dark era that we are living in. Abto, it's not a matter of just coming in and making targheeb of amal, and making targheeb of... Now it's about aqidah. What is our aqidah? What is our belief? And let me tell you how sensitive the Shariat is. If we believe, I'll conclude, we believe 99.9% of the Shariat, we believe in it. But one masla of the Shariat, we don't believe in it. We don't like it, for whatever reason. If we don't like it, we're out of the fold of Islam. You can't say, I'm going for namaz, I'm performing my hajj, I'm giving sadaqah, means zakat. You can't say all that. One masala is out. My husband, Muhammad Rasulullah, rahmatullah alayhi, gave one waqiyah. That there was Mawlana. So that when they exhumed his qabr, they found one French girl inside. And in that French qabr, they found him inside. And he said, why? He said, no, one masala he wasn't happy with, that after the janabat, then we Muslims, we have to make ghusl. The kafir don't have to make ghusl, so easy for them. Because of that, Allah Ta'ala took him out full of Islam. His body was not found in that qabr, it was found somewhere else. So this is not a play game now. This is a time between halal, haram, between iman, kufr, between haq, between batil, and behayai. What's up? What is the use having a beautiful sirat? Sirat buri ho, to surat se kya karenge? If the sirat is bad, our qualities are bad, agar sirat buri ho, to surat se kya karenge? If the surat is bad, what are we going to do with it? Sahiba, kis kaam ki hai wo surat? Kis kaam ki hai wo sirat jiske andar haya na ho? What is the use of that surat and appearance if there's no haya inside? What is the beauty of that woman that has no shame? What is the beauty of her? Null, zero. There's no beauty she has if she has no haya. If we don't have haya in our lives, we have nothing. So that is our pain of the hour. This is the most important aspect, the ulama-i rabbani. The ulama of haq, they have realized that we are living in such a difficult time and era. We have to make our brothers and sisters aware of these calamities and what we can say, these matters of such great concern, that today Allahu Akbar Kabira, one moment we are kafir, one moment we are mu'min. May Allah Ta'ala safeguard all of us. May Allah Ta'ala keep us on the straight path. And all our akabir ulama, never leave their daman. Maulana Thanwi, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, Maulana Sheikh Zakaria, Maulana Raipuri, all these great ulama-i Rabbani, never leave their dhamma. So they have given us a message And they have given us ta'aleem, we have drank from those wells, and it must be such that when we leave our institutions, it mustn't be our ustads are saying something, we saying something else. What kind of ilm have we attained? If our ustads are saying something, and we are saying directly opposite of our own ustads, what kind of ilm is that? So therefore, in this time, we must, actually when we go to buy ghee, when we go to buy honey, then we always check, ya khalis hai, ya khalis nahi. We check, is this pure, is it not pure? What is it? Son, is it pure, is it not pure? We check it, no? So even ilm also, and deen also, check, is this pure, or is it not pure? Do this test also when it comes to deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله بيدك الخير وانت على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الف الف مره بعدد كل ذره اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم انت مصرف القلوب صرف القلوب على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا الله اعطي بس حسن خاتمه يا الله اعطي بس خاتمه وإيمان يا الله keep us steadfast on sirat mustaqim. Ya Allah save us from all the fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Ya Allah all the dark clouds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah attacks from our outside, attacks from inside. Ya Allah safeguard us, Ya Allah safeguard generations to come. Ya Allah safeguard our ulama. Ya Allah safeguard our children. Ya Allah safeguard our fathers. Ya Allah safeguard our mothers. Ya Allah Ya Rahman Ya Rahim. Give us tawfiq of making qadr of the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of the ta'aleem of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah put the azmat of the ta'aleem of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts. Ya Allah put us the azmat of the shaheed in us. Ya Allah safeguard us from diluting the haqq, Ya Rabbi. Ya Allah safeguard us from diluting. Ya Allah let us keep the haqq and shariah in its pristinity. Ya Allah how it was handed to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how it came to us, Ya Allah, qarnan ba'da qarnin, from one generation to the next generation. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Ya Allah, as we progressing towards Qiyamah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, so all these afat and baliyat that are coming, Ya Allah, save us. Ya Allah, help the people of Pakistan, help the people of Afghanistan. Ya Allah, help the people of Sudan. Ya Allah, jahan jahan par musalman basse hue. Ya Allah, help the Palestinian people. Ya Allah, jahan jahan musalman musibat zada hai. Ya Allah, they are in calamities. Ya Allah, save God, each and every one of us. Ya Allah, jo baatein kahi gayi, Ya Allah, usko nafe bana de. Ya Allah, ikhlas naseeb farmaye, deen ki khidmat ke liye qubool farmaye. Ya Allah, bless this town of Pakhitis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the people, the Muslimin, the ulama, Ya Allah, bless each and every person. Every household of this place, Ya Allah, deen ko, Ya Allah, zinda farma de, Ya Allah, in every house bring deen alive. Ya Allah, make it a maskan and beacon of taqwa and hidayat and love and muaddat and muhabbat. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, every town in South Africa, every home of the Muslim, Ya Allah, save God, Ya Allah, from every type of problems and calamities, Ya Allah, bring Ya Allah, sukoon and sakina in our houses, in our homes, Ya Allah, make us pabal of Quran Kareem, Ya Allah, give us zikr tawfiq of reading 5 times namaz al jama'ah, Ya Allah, tilawat al-Quran, Ya Allah, zikr, Ya Allah, give a tawfiq of zikr al-qalbi, Ya Allah, sins that we have committed, Ya Allah, we are, Ya Allah, very pareshan hal, Ya Allah, we are weak, we are za'if, we are not, Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Rab, Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Rab, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, whatever good work that we have done, Ya Allah, for you, only, Ya Allah, with sincerity, Ya Allah, to the barakat of that, Ya Allah, to the barakat of the people that are sitting in this majmua, the barakat of the people whose beards have turned white, Ya Allah, the barakat of the children that are here, the barakat of the ulama, the sulaha, Ya Allah, the hufazi kiram, Ya Allah, hamari maghfirat farmade, Ya Allah, hamari maghfirat farmade, and whatever time left we have in this dunya, Ya Allah, let us give us tawfiq of preparing for our qabr and our akhirah, Ya Allah, save God us, Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim, برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.